For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. This week, we continue to recap the 2018 Minnesota State FFA Convention, and we have a chance to learn more about this year's new officer team. And Laura Church, this year's secretary, joining us here on AM 1150. And Laura, first of all, congratulations. And are you still flying high on that FFA bubble yet after being announced as a state officer last week?
Yes, kind of. It's crazy to believe that it actually happened. Being a state officer has been a goal of mine since I began my FFA career, my freshman year of high school, and so it's kind of mind-blowing that it's actually here, and it's starting to sink in a little bit more as we go.
Laura, tell us more about yourself, the school you attend, and about your family.
So, like mentioned, I'm Laura Church. I am currently a freshman at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, majoring in agricultural communication and marketing. I also have a minor in applied economics and animal science, as those are some more interest areas of mine. I've grown up on a small hobby farm with my family raising beef cattle and market lambs, and I'm heavily involved in the show industry with those livestock animals. My family, I'm the youngest of four kids, and each one of my siblings has taken on a career path within agriculture, and so between showing livestock and growing up with this family of mine, that agriculture passion has stuck with me, and I'm extremely thankful to hopefully continue that with my future career.
So, Laura, was it just guaranteed or a make-sense move to be involved in the FFA, or what kind of wrangled you in to join the FFA, first of all?
So, actually, my high school did not have an FFA program. I went to Hastings High School, and we do not have an active chapter, and so with that, I had to take the initiative and find another chapter in the area that would welcome me. And we moved from up towards the cities more to Hastings. And so from there, my oldest sister, Katie, kind of took that first action in joining the Randolph FFA chapter. And she kind of opened up those opportunities for the rest of us kids to follow those footsteps. But I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to be an outreach student in the Randolph FFA chapter, because without that opportunity, I would not be here today, and I would not have learned these incredible skills and been involved in such a great organization. So I'm really thankful for my advisor at Randolph and for the Randolph community for welcoming kids from surrounding schools and getting them involved in this organization.
Laura Church joining us, Secretary, Minnesota State FFA Officer for 2018. And going back to your career is going to stay in the works of agriculture. What about agricultural education? What interests you so much to choose that as a career path in the future?
I think the biggest thing is seeing the impact that it's had on not only myself, but other people. Agriculture is such a broad industry, and it involves so many things. And I think it's extremely important for the other people to receive that opportunity to learn about where their food comes from, how the farmers produce their food, clothing, shelter, every aspect of the agriculture industry. Especially coming from a high school that did not have agriculture courses, I've seen the impact of a community that has that agriculture education program and a community that doesn't. And it's amazing for me to see that difference that is made, and hopefully continue on and make a difference in my community someday.
Laura, final question. What is the next year hold for you as a state officer? First of all, any idea? And second of all, are there any big things you guys have planned for the year ahead?
So there are many things that we do as the Minnesota State Officer Team. Our busiest time of the year is the summer months coming up. We plan a lot of camps and conferences. Our first one will be towards the beginning of June. It's called the State Green Hand Leadership Conference. And that gives students, especially freshmen or students that are beginning their FFA career, the opportunity to kind of jump in and see the opportunities that FFA has to offer. We continue on with several other conferences throughout the summer for leaders within chapters and other members, and just giving them that opportunity to get more leadership skills, get more experience, and especially meet other members that have the same interests as them.
Well, Laura, congratulations. We appreciate your time finding out more about yourself, and best of luck here in the year ahead, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good day. Laura Church joining us, the new one of the members of the new Minnesota State FFA officer team serving as secretary. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill.